Welcome to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your resource for passive real estate investing and retirement strategies. If you're new to real estate or planning your financial future, you're in the right place. Join us at renttoretirement.com to find your path to financial freedom and an easy, carefree retirement. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Rent to Retires, it's Adam Schrader here with another episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. Love talking to everybody who has been listening and scheduled a call with us. So if you want to join in that party and talk to us about your real estate investing, you can do that at renttoretirement.com. Today I'm flying solo. Look forward to talking to you about some important things in regards to the real estate world that we're in right now, which, as everybody knows, is a little bit of a turbulent time. A lot of concern out there among people. Just want to address the elephant in the room, a lot of the things going on right now. So let's get to it. I want to talk about the market in general. I know there's a lot of concern out there, people hearing about slowdowns and sales, about price drops, about all of these things that, you know, the media makes sound so scary. I will not dispute that there is some slowdown. I mean, 100% homes are taking longer to sell than they used to. Yes, some markets are going down in price, not all, but some. And, you know, it is a different time than it was before, but these articles you're reading, 2008 all over again. Oh, the housing market's going to crash so hard. You know what? Some markets are going to see big drops. That's just going to happen. Those are the ones that had the massive, massive run-ups. Good chance they're going to see a bit of a drop because, you know, supply and demand. Because, you know, people just aren't as apt to jump in right now. But then over time, you know, they'll come back. But what I want to look at right now is why the way the market is right now is actually a good thing for investors, believe it or not. Right now, we are at a point where homes are sitting on the market for, I believe the average is around 54 days. Yes, that sounds like a long time, but it's actually 18 days faster than it was pre-COVID. So what we're looking at is a perspective switch. Homes don't usually sell in one weekend. Homes don't usually get 10 bids in 3 days. Homes don't usually sell for $50,000 above asking price. Homes don't usually sell with no appraisal, inspection, or financing contingencies. Homes don't do that. That's not normal. If you're a seasoned investor, you know that's not normal. If you're a newer investor, you need to understand that what you saw is not normal. That would be like if in 2018, you're looking back at the prices that were happening in 2009, 2010, and expecting those to still be the same. It is a completely different market now. Things have changed. Yeah, they changed a lot faster right now than they did back then. But we're just not seeing the same deals. The environment, the landscape has changed. The economy has changed. So we need to change our thinking along with that. But the good part is, since we're not waiving these contingencies, because inventory is sitting there a little bit closer to normal timeframes, now you actually have time to do your due diligence on properties. I mean, imagine that, right? You have the chance to go through, check your numbers, see what you actually can do, see what you can accomplish, see what the, you know, how it's going to perform, and then make your decision. Oh my goodness, right? Making your decision after you've had a chance to look at the numbers, what kind of craziness is this? And not only that, but you're now seeing sellers actually give incentives to people who are looking to buy. Something we haven't seen in quite a while because they haven't needed to. But with the slowdown and people having these properties that they need to move, suddenly we're seeing buyers get incentivized by the sellers. We're seeing the sellers say, you know what? Well, I mean, we're seeing that on our website right now at Rent to Retirement. We are seeing sellers come out and say 0% property management. We're seeing sellers say $3,000 closing cost credit. We'll buy down your rate. We'll do this. We'll do that because buyers are getting more control. Because number one, we're in a slower time of year to begin with. Homes just don't sell as well in the winter. Everybody knows that. But we're in a time where sellers are actually having to compete. And that's a good thing for us, right? Sellers competing is a good thing. So we've got no waiving of contingencies. We have time to do our due diligence, and we have incentives being given by the sellers. And what are you entering into right now? Right now, if you lock in your rate for 30 years, you get your tenant put in place, this is the worst part of your deal. The return you're getting today is the worst return you will get during the entire time you own the property. Why is that? Because rent increases, because refinances, all of these things that happen along the way, the only time you're going to do them is when it puts you in a better position. If the refinance isn't going to put you in a better position, either because of a lower rate that gets you a significant change in your cash flow or because you're pulling money out, even if it ends up with a higher rate, if it doesn't make sense, you don't do it. Your rents historically don't go down. As we've talked about before, two of the last 81 years have seen rent decreases. The other 79 saw rent increases. So today, the numbers you're looking at year one are the worst numbers you're going to see. So if you can make it work in today's environment, over time, your deal is going to get better and better and better because you are in control of when the deal shifts. Your lender can't come to you in year five and say, oh, rates are higher now. We're going to have to refinance your rate. No, they don't get that right. You have the right to say rates have gotten lower. Let's refinance. But they don't have that opposite amount. So today, you're looking at the worst deal you're going to find, and there could still be some really good deals out there. Look at it that way. This is the worst time for your deal. So if your deal can make sense now, your deal is going to make sense in 6 months. 6 years, 10 years, it's going to make sense. We're looking at it in regards to locking in your interest rate, where you're only going to refinance when you want to at a lower rate or with cash out. We're looking at rents going up over time, even if it's just $20, $25, $30, $40 a month, somewhere in that range. Well, guess what? Remember, we're leveraging ourselves. We're leveraging ourselves to be 4 or 5 times bigger than we would be without that leverage. So when you increase your rent and your cash flow by 2 or 3 or 4%, you are actually multiplying that by 4 or 5, depending on if it's 25 or 20% down. Suddenly, we're talking about an 8, 12, 16, 20% increase in your cash flow just by raising your rent 3%, 2%, somewhere in that range. If you get a COVID era where suddenly you're raising it 10%, wow, your increase is fantastic. It's a significant increase in what you're doing. It's a significant increase in your returns. So today can be a great day to invest, but also the worst day of your investment time span. So think about that as you're going through and looking at deals and deciding whether or not you want to move forward. But finally, the last thing I want to touch on today is what numbers you need to be tracking as you go around and look at these deals. Because there's a lot of investors that I talk with who they don't know exactly what they should be tracking. They don't know what numbers are important as they're looking at it. And you can start with some general numbers, but then as you progress farther down your journey, you're going to wish, oh man, from the beginning, I should have been tracking this. And going back and changing all of that is a massive pain. So let's look at the numbers that you absolutely, positively have to know. Because as I've said before, and as I will continue to say, you have to know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, what on earth are you doing? I'll say that again. If you don't know your numbers, what on earth are you doing? You will not know if you're succeeding or if you're failing if you don't know your numbers. And yet so many people don't know their numbers. One of my really good friends doesn't know his numbers. He knows his gross numbers, but for some reason he doesn't know his net numbers because he just thinks rent comes in, I'm good to go. You know, how's this property performing? I don't know. I usually see positive cash flow. Guess what? That doesn't tell you anything. You need to be looking at all of your numbers. So let's go through the numbers you absolutely must have. Absolutely must have. If you don't have this number, you're setting yourself up for failure. You must have your rent. You must have your property management fee. You must have any repairs that are being put out. You must know how much you're paying in mortgage. And you must know what bills, if any, you're paying. Those are non-negotiable. Non-negotiable things right there. Now, remember, everything is an equation when it comes to real estate. Everything is an equation. So to find your monthly, it's going to be pretty obvious. It's right there on the brochures. It's general knowledge. Rent minus mortgage minus repairs minus property management minus any bills equals your monthly cash flow. Great. That's all you need, right? No, wrong, false. These are some things that are also really good to track over the long run that you might wish you had in the beginning. And trust me, as someone who has decided to start doing this after a few years, really a pain to go back and do. Because it's a lot of dragging and dropping with your Excel spreadsheets or whatever else you're doing to track. It's just a pain. So it's really good to track your cash on cash for the property on a monthly basis. A monthly basis. So that way you can see over time how your property is performing for you. Is this property getting you an 8% cash on cash, a 16%, a 2%? What is this property actually bringing in for you? And look at it. When I say cash on cash, I mean that includes your closing costs. That includes your down payment. That includes every single dollar you've put into this property. So every month, you need to be taking the total amount of cash that your property has made for you over its lifetime and dividing it by the total amount that you have put into this property from day one. So what I do is when I set up my sheet, the first line is simply the amount that I put in for the deposit plus closing costs. That's line one, because I put that money into my property. Line two, first rent, first mortgage payment, and then I go through and every month, the total amount I've spent goes from the closing costs and down payment plus my mortgage payment. And then it just keeps going month after month. I add the mortgage payment to it. But in the other column, I keep adding the total amount of money made. So I keep adding my rent collected, you know, or my cash, my total cash flow that comes in. Some months it goes up. Some months, unfortunately, it goes down. But every month I check and see what is my total amount in and the total amount I've spent. Let's check the numbers, because as you look at the numbers, your property might show you, maybe it's time to start thinking about selling this property because it's just not performing like you want it to. The other thing I want you to take charge of and to be checking into is the maintenance percentage. We, as I've told you before, have a 3% maintenance reserve that we recommend. This is because we are not expecting CapEx expenses. However, you want to be tracking how much you're actually spending in maintenance, because sometimes, you know, you might go 2 years without a repair, then you might have four in a year. And you think, oh my gosh, look at this. This year I have had four repairs. I have spent so much money this year. Well, you need to look at it historically on this property. Is this property, does it have a 2% maintenance over lifetime? 3%, 4%? Are you looking at 10, 12, 15%? This is going to help you because it will aid you in showing you when you should get rid of a property. And when a property is going really well for you, you've just hit a bad stretch, because it's going to happen. You know, eventually the property is going to need some maintenance done on it. And if there's two or three or four things that happen, boom, 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 you're going to think, why am I holding this property? Well, look at your numbers and see, oh, look at the return I've actually gotten on this. That's fantastic. Okay, I'm okay with this now. I'll pay for this $200 repair and take my 22% cash on cash and 3% maintenance every day of the week and twice on Sunday. But you have to know that so that you're not acting on emotion, because everything about real estate is an equation. You can find everything out based on the numbers. What are your numbers? Again, I've said it before earlier. I've said it before in other episodes. All of our investment strategists tell you this. You have to know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you are spitballing. You're just throwing spaghetti against the wall, hoping that something sticks and hoping your bank account grows. And that is not the way you invest. That is not the way you invest. You have to know your numbers, or you're setting yourself up for failure. So That's what I wanted to go over today, folks. I wanted to talk about the market. I want to talk about your deals. I want to talk about looking after those deals to make sure that you are still in position to continue to cash flow and to continue to have good, solid investments. You can see these investments at renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Go there, check out our inventory, schedule a call with us so that we can help you through what you're doing, get you to your final goal. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you find the properties, but help you achieve the goal that you've set out for yourself. And we're going to hold you accountable to it. And you're going to need that accountability partner, because there's going to be some times where you don't want to invest in real estate, where you think, why am I on this journey? Well, we're going to come to you and say, you know what? You told me you wanted to do this. Now you're telling me you don't. Fine. Okay. You changed your mind. Why? Why did you change your mind? Let's hold you accountable and make sure that you're actually doing what you want to do to get where you need to be down the road. So that's at renttoretirement.com. Schedule a call with us. Don't forget to leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you utilize. Really appreciate the time you're all spending educating yourselves and making yourself better investors. Talk to you on the next episode.